podcast
season finale.
Right.
Done, man, that's so done. Crazy. Hey, you guys. Hey, we did. Well, sad day. Sad day for the podcast.
It's not goodbye. See you later.
Yeah.
You fucks. You ungrateful pieces of trash.
Right.
You motherfuckers. Oh, no. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no. Hey, thank you guys for listening. If you haven't heard by now, this is the last episode of the podcast. Boo.
Boo. Boo to season one.
You know, hey, we had a lot of memories.
Uh-huh. Right. Lost a lot of memories.
Right. Chris played the dream sequence.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of good riffs, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Like.
All right, Catherine, 2022 is here. But before we start a new year of Cheaties podcast, we need to find out what we learned in 2021.
Let's dive into it. The good, the bad, the fugly.
Hey, y'all, it's Lace.
It's also Catherine. And what have you done? You haven't learned your lessons from the past year. Now you're in a new year and you're still stuck in old bad habits listening to Cheaties podcast.
Remember that one time when,
yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, man. When Derek said this.
Check this out. Oh, wait, hold on. So, thanks for tuning into the podcast, everybody. My name's Will Foskey. Oh, guys, seriously. Okay, no, really, though. That's enough. No, seriously. No, all right, all right, enough. Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that fun, everybody? You know, people call me a square, but I managed to get a round of applause every time. No, but it doesn't always have to be jokes.
Hey, they deserved it.
And who could forget finding that poster of Ruby Dooby? Racist Kathleen Dooby. Yes, yeah. Is that a picture of my girl out there with a pitchfork?
Mm-hmm.
That was That's wild.
Her, yeah. Name. Her last name is Dooby.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What do we do after the podcast? What are y'all going to spend the 13 hours a week we work on this podcast? what are y'all going to do now? Let's free it up a little time.
Shit, man. About to get my fucking engineering degree.
Hey, hey, that's a fact. Yeah.
Chris is about to start going to night school.
This teacher is going to be Ice Cube.
They always say it could be the first day of the rest of your life. You know? I feel like, yeah, I could turn it around at the swift age of 43. I think I can really turn this around for myself.
It's like an Everest commercial. You're sitting on your couch. You ain't got no podcast.
Chris comes back for season two and only wants to talk about HVAC.
Yeah. It's crazy when you get this pipe with the 3.5-inch inseam, because it doesn't really work the same way as the 31-inch inseam with the pipe.
Anyways, me and Derek saw Avatar 2.
Yeah. So we went to the movie the other day.
It's crazy when you think about the movie theater, because in the movie theater, the actual air conditioning unit is actually a Johnson edition. Right.
Forget it.
So anyway,
end of season two now.
Right. Damn, y'all, that's crazy. Y'all are gonna have to start collecting the seasons of And That's the Podcast on box sets. We gotta do like the late light like infomercial. Where it's like ATTP presents
all 53 episodes.
Right. What easy to hold. 56
bucks. The Earl sweatshirt Halloween special.
And that cassette's orange.
We did the director's commentary on each episode. See, right there, man, we were talking about that. I remember that.
Yeah, see, in this one, the house was super fucking hot because the AC was up.
Okay, funny enough, he didn't even have COVID.
Yeah, I didn't actually go to jail. I actually had to go to the loony bin.
Yeah.
And this one, Evan's not real. He was replaced by a clone.
We're going to have the actress who plays Ruby Doobie. In a British accent.
Derek, please. Her name's Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Miss Streep. Ruby Doobie. Yeah. Getting upset at all those Mexican folks. Really, yeah. We believe you.
Yeah. She's very method.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh man. Hey, thank y'all everybody that came out to the live show.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of new faces. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Actually, I'm glad that y'all came out. Sorry, Chris did all that stuff at the end, bro. Hopefully he does. You know. Hopefully they clear him of all charges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm recording this in Zoom right now. The first ever Zoom pod that we're doing right now.
He's recording.
Chris is locked inside the computer.
I cannot remember my password.
The deal with the genie went wrong.
If you guys can get him out, please. We're worried the virus gets closer every day. Yeah, no.
Like that episode of The Fairly Odd Parents. Internet stupor.
that was a classic, right?
Yeah,
there.
Man, I had that DVD. For
hey,
sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, good time.
That made me afraid of computers for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they got magic and fucking algorithms. I can't handle this, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not at all, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fairies!
Oh, bro, that shows you that's how you know we got a teacher shortage. My man never got fired. He was always trapping kids in big nets.
Way too many, I would add.
Yeah, man, why do you have so many fucking nets?
Did nobody think at any point that was a little bit?
He kept jumping out of his clothes, kind of.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with old Crocker up there, the old fourth grade teacher, man? He has a lot of nets. Yeah, so he doesn't fish at all. This is a landlocked city. I don't know why he has all these nets.
Yeah, you're 9 and you can't read, but you know everything about like net technology. Cameras,
he's got to be shoplifting them motherfuckers because teachers don't make that much.
Yeah.
Nets are expensive.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy. He was affording all that fairy technology on a teacher salary. That's great. So you know he was poor.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, he was living with his mom. So
all
that disposable income.
Ah, yeah. Right. Makes sense.
I remember the Fairly Odd Parents, and you get a fairy until you are 14. Too old, I would think, because you start making some wild wishes, dog.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Around 11, 12, it's going to start getting real fucking dark.
Hey. Oh, bro, a 13-year-old me with unlimited wishes? Oh, bro. Hey.
Can I get a couch that loves me back?
Oh, man. Yeah, bro. At 13, I would have wished for a gun, I think. Like I get anything, and y'all just clean it up afterwards. Yeah, bro, let's see what RPG does, bro. Yeah.
13-year-old with an RPG.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Can you get my bully out of the coma? I went too far. I know you can't bring people back to life, but
mm-hmm. We got them close. You're old
get them right before.
Old enough to start getting like really detailed with the wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pushes you in school and it's like, all right, bro. Wanda?
I got two guns.
Yeah.
One named Wanda.
Yeah.
This shit's about to get fairly odd.
Cosmo, can you have the bank take their house away? I wish, thank you.
Cosmo, spin the block once.
Non-fatally. Shut up their house.
No, I just saw one more I don't like. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe let's turn him into a brick or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no way they could have had me with no Fairy Odd Parents.
Hey, Jorgen taking them away hour one.
Because I know they had the rules. That was like their books. Because you couldn't wish for somebody to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
That was one thing. And you couldn't, I think, money, I guess. It's kind of like how genies work. They kind of follow
the same. You could wish to be rich.
I don't think so. Because there's that kid. I don't want to get too deep into the Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, how much Fairly Odd Parents lore do you?
I mean, I watched a lot of it.
Oh, hell
I watched
yeah.
The, I watched the fucking Jimmy Neutron Fairly Odd Parents crossover.
Hey, wild.
Both
they,
of them.
Cindy loved Tim. They had three of them.
They had three. Oh, that's right. They did. They had three of them. I watched the live one with, who was that actor? He was in the other show with Josh Peck.
Ah, damn.
What was his name?
He was in that movie College.
Oh.
Superhero movie, I know. He was
yes.
Roman Polanski.
Yes.
Is that it?
My man Roman. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, American Beauty. Kevin Spacey's in that. Yeah.
He should have been nowhere near a kid's movie.
None of them really should be. Nobody who's ever worked on a kid's movie has done it for good reason.
Probably keep them away from Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, those channels. Yeah. Shit, keep them away from Disney XD. That's still to you.
What was the XD in Disney XD? Was it just like Extreme Disney?
It was, it was a little happy face.
Yes, yeah. It was the
These are the ones where all the kids are on dirt bikes for some reason.
Disney.
I think that was when they were.
What if it stood for Extreme Disney? Disney Extreme Disney.
No,
is that it?
Disney Triple XD.
Yeah. Oh, it's like Hunter X Hunter. Disney XD.
Yeah, Disney Cross Disney.
Damn, Disney doing a collab with Disney right now. Turn up.
Yo, let's go. Get Walt back for this one. Yeah, man, that's real good.
If you guys
it actually doesn't stand for anything. Oh no. Never mind. Here we go. Disney Extreme Digital.
Damn.
Oh, so close.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah, it was for all the fucking those shows. You know what I mean?
I feel like Kit Butowski.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shows like that.
I feel like X used to stand for extreme a lot more in the past, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
X-Men.
Extreme. I thought those were people who used to be men. Nah. Cut that.
Nah.
No one used to be anything.
Nah. Everybody was.
Are you writing this down with the cut? I'm saying they don't used to be anything like you were always what you were, like in the good way.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it!
Yeah. Damn, I can see why this is a season finale.
we're getting too many listeners, bro. We're about to get fucked up. Yeah. If we ever get to 152 or whatever, we're done.
And someone mysteriously will never see them again after the season finale. No, Extreme Digital, bro.
Damn, Disney Extreme.
And the X used to stand for extreme a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
MXC, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Which they didn't put an E in there, which is very funny.
Yeah,
Triple X, the wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
extreme. Mm-hmm. That's his full name.
Yeah,
his first, middle, and last name are all extreme. You know, they had Extreme Warheads. You remember them?
Oh yes, yeah, I do.
Man, nah, man.
Hey,
we used to rinse them bitches off in the sink.
Nah, man, I used to take five of those, eat them at once. Bitch, poly charge, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, man, I was a fucking.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Chris has not been able to taste since.
My face was fucked up.
2015.
Yeah, man. I don't. Nah, they should come with warnings.
Yeah, those were too much, man.
I was always
too much. It would like hurt. You'd be like, ow.
Well, you end up looking like the warhead.
Yeah.
This is the
yeah.
But, that's Disney X and then a lowercase c.
But that was me, though. I was like the sour kid. I always loved the, like, sour candies, like the sour punch straws.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I used to be. Because you ever see those, like, TikTok kids? They've been doing this thing where they're just like...
Pause.
Hey. Yeah, I didn't
cut
know
that,
he...
Cut that.
Didn't know he was on a show with Josh Peck.
There's these, like, trends on, like, TikTok where there would be, like, all these people who would just go and... They just like to eat like a whole bunch of mints, get those little Listerine strips, put it all in their mouth, drink ice water. They're just completely. Have you guys not seen these?
Oh,
and
no. Then,
and fucking frostbite would come out of their fucking mouth. This shit is crazy.
Oof.
So yeah, I was doing that back in the day.
Oh, man, fun I could not. No, man. Mm-hmm. My teeth are sensitive, bro. I can't even do the ice water. I'll stop you there.
Yeah, too much sour candy will just burn my tongue now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I just can't even do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it burns my tongue. It hurts my teeth.
Goddamn, I keep hearing you guys are old as hell.
Nah, bro. I think they done up the dosage on the sour. Like, you have some Sour Patch Kids now, and it's like, bro, give me more.
You know what they say?
Cut that.
Hey, okay. What are we doing here?
No, bro, give me less sour. Hey.
Yeah. I just keep picturing like a yearbook photo with Derek. It says Derek Marshall, and the quote says, "Nah, bro, give me more."
Nah, bro, boy, give me less sour, bro. Y'all got the mix wrong, dog. Mm-mm.
Nah, man.
He said, give me more.
Nah, we cut that. It's cut.
Damn, I bet that's... Just have that on a loop. That's the episode.
<Mm-mm-mm>. Oh. Woo!
Oh, man. if you just joined us, I'm sorry that you do not understand what we are laughing at. I'm sorry, we just started laughing randomly for 5 minutes.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's funnier because you definitely didn't mean to do it.
Oh man.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay.
No.
All right, enough.
Other news. have you guys, there's this news story about this AI generated rapper.
FN Mecca, bro. Yeah, hey, fuck him. Mecca? I'm glad he got dropped off the label, bro. Get him up out of here.
He like got dropped from the label? How did he react to that? Was he like, wait. He throws his hands up like a GTA character.
Oh man, it's wild, man. That it's
he shoots up some Sims.
It's wild that he's an AI generated rapper, and they canceled it. They canceled it.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you mean they canceled him? What do you say?
So, it took all rappers' information.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
It studied rap.
Like from the beginning of time? Because I feel like you can cancel any rap song from like earlier than 2010.
Oh, I mean, sure. A bunch of them were wild. They said insanely homophobic stuff, racist stuff, sexist stuff.
Yeah.
Well, then back then it was like kind of like the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to have, what do you call them, like punchline bars. Mm-hmm. They were a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. My weed on it, that's an ass trick.
That's an ass trick. Yeah. Yeah, a lot, mostly Big Sean is what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Boy, hold up, whoa dear.
He is weed. One that's like, what is it? I smoke weed, I'm quag. Wait, hold on. My crew is who I be with it. Rose, I sippity sip it. I'm quagmire. I fuck hoes. My cash flow, I giggity get it. Oh boy, I'm cockamanian. The most zaniest, insane. So I'm quagmire. I giggity get it.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Famous. Yeah. Finally famous. Finally.
Well.
But yeah, bro, I'm glad FN Mecca, he got dropped.
Did they say
what label was he? What label signed
Capitol
him?
Capitol Records signed him.
Yeah, they signed this robot.
Yeah, he's only been rapping like for 2 years. So, you know, like, shout out to him, you know.
What, was he getting better?
Hey, bro, I heard the first time.
Did they give him a fucking, what do you call it, a patch?
They nerfed my man. He's becoming too great of a rapper.
Progressively better. Yeah, bro. He got signed to Capitol Records. But then they found out. I mean, bro, he was just saying the N-word, and you can't be saying that.
Is he white?
I think.
I'm so right.
That's what I was like when I saw a picture of the robot or the rapper robot, the robot rapper.
Beep, yeah. Boop, yeah.
I was like.
AI artist.
Yeah, the AI. I couldn't tell. I was like, can he say it?
So,
can he not say it? I don't know.
So I feel like they did it on purpose. This beforehand.
Well, no.
just to make it up for me.
No. He's just. Like, he looks like he's lighter skinned, and he has like
skin.
He has green dreads. Oh, but the
no, he can't say it.
The programmer, like the guy who programmed him, is like a white guy. They're like, hey, they're like, bro, you can't program a robot to say the N word because you can just make him look.
I don't
you
know,
want.
Guys. Have you guys seen Bo Burnham's second special on Netflix?
Can you?
Oh, because he says he makes the audience say the other half of vinegar. So he says vin, and then the.
Oh no, not
say,
that one. There's
Wait, what?
On Be Happy or whatever. There's a part where he just gets an animated voice to say the N word, and then he's like, "Watch it."
So Bo Burnham's canceled.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
AI generated comedian. Yeah, Bo
Burnham dropped from Capitol Records.
Thanks for canceling.
I don't know if you guys have looked at any Bo Burnham lyrics from like 2011. They're all really bad. He has one square. I don't even want to say it. It's really bad. Squaring numbers is just like women. This is a. Can we just put Bo Burnham in here saying it?
Yes. Yeah. In the tone of Bo Burnham.
Yeah.
What is he
Evan
saying?
Rollins said.
No, I did not. You know what? Just look it up.
No. Is it wild?
It's wild. He says in New Math, it's still on YouTube. You can go look at this. Squaring numbers is just like women. If they're under 13, just do them in your head.
Stop laughing. Well, he was like, what? He was like fucking 17 when he wrote that song.
Damn, that's a bar. That's crazy. That's bad. You can't be.
You
hey,
can't
bro.
Say that. Yeah.
Hey, bro. Yeah. They gonna cancel you from the Nickelodeon show, Bo Burnham.
Zach Stone is gonna be famous. It's getting canceled.
We're pulling the plug on the project.
It was just about to get bought by Peacock, and now it's off the table. That show fucking rocked.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
But yeah, no, they had to. So after online backlash, Capitol Records, they
were like,
yeah, they
has science gone too far?
Yeah.
Yes. A record label has decided that yes is the.
Because also, I think it was also posting pictures to its Instagram of it being beat up by police.
No way, dude.
That is for sure.
What?
That's the only picture that I've seen of this AI generated rapper. Is this just him on the ground? And it's like a cop. It's just fucking swinging on my man. So yeah, I think they needed to pull the plug on that little robot project.
What?
Dude, look, I am not
bull- No way.
Look at
holy shit, dude.
Hey.
Okay, well, he better get double XL first next year, because this is insane.
Hilarious, bro.
My man got beat up by the
cyberpunk police.
Yeah, by the fucking what's the city? San Andreas Police Department.
Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, free guy. That
fucking rock.
That's well, that is bro, because he's like a fake rapper. So that's so funny. Yeah,
the moderator's got him. He's gonna be making threats to Quavo for stealing his chain.
What chain?
Yeah.
This is
you actually see Quavo,
right?
A digital channel.
That was the part where I was just like, "That's hilarious." That's,
yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's
oh man, you know, that's a funny program.
You got to start dropping programs with other like computer rappers. Supposed to be fun. Travis Scott and Fortnite. They're gonna have to have a track together.
Now he can say the N word.
Yes.
In Fortnite.
Yeah, it's still Travis Scott.
Yeah.
What if he picks like a. You know, a character with whose skin is white.
Mm. Yeah, no, it should be fine.
Yeah, it's still coded by a black person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the difference.
Okay. Yeah.
I like the fact that like they used the black coder to animate Travis Scott in Fortnite. Someone who was familiar with the Travis Scott lore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just uploaded him into Fortnite.
Oh, well then, boom, there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
It's him.
Mocap.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Nope.
No cap on the mocap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're like, you haven't heard. Did you listen to any of FN Mecca's music?
No.
Oh, bro, it's.
I was kind of curious when it started popping up. I was curious of what the music, because if it's AI, is it just all like robot-y?
No, I mean, he's rapping. It's bad SoundCloud music.
Okay. Is it good?
No, it's bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it make sense, like logically?
Yeah, it's like.
What if the programmer is just it's just his raps, and he's saying that it's made by an AI, but it's really just it's a notebook he has.
Just the dude that's always underneath the comments of those instrumentals on YouTube. That's right. All those all his bars.
Y'all peep my stuff. Just under every viral tweet. Okay, but have y'all seen me?
Yeah.
0 likes. 100,000 views.
Have y'all heard of FN Mecca, the AI rapper?
I think he's coming up. He's blowing up.
Isn't your name Fitzsimmons Michael Mech? Whatever. It's just his name moved around.
Man, but that's. I mean, that's the music nowadays, dude. There's like some pop star in like Japan. I think it's like some. It's like
I've seen that.
Like mm-hmm. I think they
Hatsune.
Had like yeah, she was on fucking Letterman. Had fucking Letterman post up next to a 3D animated
man. Relax,
hentai girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Mm-hmm.
What are they like? Sentient? How are they answering questions?
I think, dude, just programming, man. I think they just, you know, you give a computer enough information, they make a connection.
Oh, damn,
I'm not a financial advisor, so I can't really say for sure, but something has to probably do with that.
That's why.
Okay, now.
How long before there's an AI podcast?
I mean, this is a beta test. We're concluding our studies now. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, yeah, we just got dropped from our, what do you call them? Podcast network. We were on... whatever the fuck. What was Amon's called?
Koi?
Yeah, Bold Koi. Yeah, we just got dropped from our podcast network, Bold Koi.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Quitter with Evan.
Yeah.
R.I.P. The Clown School Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Opinions and Shit.
Sure.
Wow, he was running a whole bunch of podcasts.
He was running a lot of podcasts.
Man.
Quitting with Evan. Is that what you said the first time?
Yeah.
Straight people. Whatever. There were more. Fat Boy Magic.
Something like R.I.P. them. R.I.P. them folk.
Yeah.
And their pods.
Yeah, man.
But not this one. Now this one. We all in house.
Yeah.
All of us. We own it. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically I own it. It's all on my computer. Yeah. So if I don't lose my computer, we can always have the podcast. Yeah.
As long as F and Mecca don't rob Chris.
Again.
Yeah. As long as he don't run off with his files. Post an Instagram live video. Like, I know you want that episode.
I got your MP3. Hey,
I got your MP3. Good luck minting this into a DVD. I got the files right here.
Just snatched his Bitcoin up. I just snatched his blockchain. Damn. That's a headline right now. Yeah, FN Mecca snatches blockchain.
Damn, dog.
Mm-hmm. Sheesh. But, you know, that's the future, man. I think at one point it'll be like, but I think, like, people are going to tell the AI stuff is going to be whack anyways. Because it's just, there's the, on Netflix, on, like, their YouTube page, they've been posting up those AI-generated stand-up comedy specials.
Oh, God.
Which, you know, they're bad, but
oh,
you just feed enough of something into a fucking machine.
What's
just,
that?
They're like it's like the first robot-generated stand-up special. It's just like these, like, five-minute videos on Netflix's YouTube channel, and it's just, you know, I assume it's just them just giving. I don't know how they do it. How do they just show it? I assume they don't have like a robot and they put it in front of a TV and just show it. Like, I wonder how to. I don't know. Do you guys know how that works?
No,
I'd be hilarious if they did. They just build a robot and just manually put in a tape in front of a TV and just say, "Yeah, this is all input. All of this into your head."
Yeah.
I don't know how else it works. Any scientists out there, if you know, slide into DMs with your hypotheses and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Your, you know, slope, interscope, all that stuff. Let us know.
Y equals MX plus B squared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What them words mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Letters.
Variables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good, man. What else? Better Call Saul.
Yeah. That's over.
Yeah, it's done.
Derek was never one of those. He wasn't a Breaking Bad guy.
I watched the first episode and then the last season.
You're a freak.
How was that? Nah, bro.
You don't watch shows, right?
I got it. Yeah.
Bro, it's like, bro, when you're like, I watched part of season 2 and 3 of Game of Thrones and the last 18 episodes. Like, yeah, you're doing everything wrong.
Nah, bro. They call them context clues because you don't need any context.
What? That's not what they call them. Context.
God damn it.
Yeah, no, that, bro.
Oh, my God.
You just don't. I get it, bro.
You don't get shit.
He's a teacher.
Well, you don't get a thing.
He's a teacher, and then he's in a cabin, and then he's dead, bro. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro,
hold on, because that is kind of correct.
No, yeah, that is not correct.
Yeah, the situation broke bad for him.
No, man,
that's not how you should watch.
I'm just saying, bro. So terrible. Watching the first episode and then watching the last season, characters have popped up and died that I don't need to know a thing about, bro. My man is still in that cabin.
You do. You need to know a lot about a lot of those characters because a lot of them are the main characters of Better Call Saul.
All I'm saying is, hey, he had cancer episode 1, and then he had it season 6 episode 1.
No, he didn't, dude. Don't even realize the meth actually cured his cancer.
You don't even see
that was the season 5 arc.
Yeah, you missed season 4 when they go do the whole fucking meth, like when he's just like cracked out of his mind.
Uh-huh.
You missed that whole entire season. And that was a great sequence of events, man.
Yeah, man.
Quentin Tarantino came in for an episode.
A bunch of meth?
Yes, man. That's when you got to watch the show.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to watch the show now.
And then
I know
it became
it is,
a, so. He went back to teaching for a little while too.
He's not teaching the kids how to smoke, man. That shit was pretty tight. He pulled out that light bulb, started.
All of season three, he's just teaching. Every episode, they're like, "Welcome to class," you know. And then it's every episode is just another little chemistry class.
Mm-hmm.
You learn about it's balanced electrons and noble gases and everything.
Yeah, man. See, that's why you got to watch these shows, Derek. You can't, because you missed all of that.
I mean, again, I was able to watch the last season and pretty much, I'm like, hey, bro, you don't sell mouth no more, you know? Did he or did he not sell meth?
The whole point of Breaking Bad is the journey of him going from this quiet teacher to an oligarch. Yeah. You know what I mean? What's the word?
It's like the ride. It's not about the destination. That's what I don't like about you.
A drug lord.
You just care about the destination.
Hey, bro. The only thing I really remember from Breaking Bad is they had like a machine gun in the car, and I was like, see, he should have had that episode one. Bet they would have cured his cancer.
There's no cure to cancer.
He pulls up to the oncologist with that in the trunk. Hey, the x-ray is getting done right then.
Hey, I can say this. An AI could never come up with this shit. The shit that Derek says. An AI could never come up with this.
Hey, he's using it to shoot all them Nazis. He should be using it to shoot all them doctors.
They'll never be a replacement.
I just imagine you watching The Wire. You just watch the first season, then the last three episodes. It's like, oh, this is about some drug dealers that raise enough money to start a newspaper business. That's
what I think. And isn't it ultimately, if that's how the show ends?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how
Right. Hey.
You know what, Derek? You're right, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what are you watching? The Sopranos is about a guy, a garbage collector man, who likes the music from the band Journey.
Yeah, he works in garbage. He takes the family out to a nice dinner.
The daughter can't park a car.
A lot of mysterious men are walking into a building. But who cares? I'm with my family.
Yeah, other patrons while he's having a nice dinner. Come on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Again, context clues, bro. His daughter probably tells him, you know, she's pregnant. So he's a, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a godfather now.
Yeah. That is exactly what happens. I'm not even gonna lie, nail the fucking head. Because when your daughter's pregnant, you know, you become a godfather.
We're cultured.
You tell your daughter you need more kids.
Dare you ask me that the day on my daughter's nice family outing.
How dare you bring this up with the day of my daughter's they-them announcement.
How dare you bring this up while Don't Stop Believing is playing in my favorite diner.
Where all the lights have gone out. Yeah, bro, I watched it.
Yeah, that's good. I guess. I haven't seen The Sopranos.
Wild. Yeah. What are you, a fucking insane person?
No, I'm just more into the baritones. Am I right? It's a music joke. Do y'all get? So, soprano is the highest key you can play in, and then it's alto sax, baritone sax. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, hey, I'm more into it.
Oh,
yeah, now you get it.
Derek has autism. All right, this is what happens when I come into the last few episodes. All right, the first I didn't get it, but now I got it. Oh, it all comes together.
Derrickson, accelerated reader.
It hasn't been autism.
Yeah.
The Journey song hasn't started playing yet. You guys are guessing what happens, but you didn't actually see the diagnosis. The trial on forms right now. Do you think it was autism?
No. The Discord is lit up.
Yeah. I think it was the guys near the jukebox. No, I think it was autism.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah. To Los Angeles, California. Yeah,
yeah, me and you.
That's true.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, it was great.
Long plane ride.
Yeah,
which is roughly the same amount of time from driving to Savannah from here, from Atlanta to Savannah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Roughly about 3-4 hours.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
And just like on the drive down to Savannah, I wanted to kill myself the whole time.
don't worry, man. Planes, man. I don't think I'm ever going to get over turbulence.
Yeah. Oh, it's scary. Well, that's funny you say that. My, I have a coworker whose girlfriend is a flight attendant. So she's on planes every day.
Right. You know,
for like 6 years. And today she just called him and was like, I'm supposed to catch the next flight. She was on like a flight that had a layover, so they had to stop in the middle. Mm. And she's like, I got to just go home because the turbulence was so bad that she was like, she felt sick.
Jesus.
So I don't think you ever do get used to it. It's unnatural being a fucking million feet in the air and the thing that you're on starts fucking shaking around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good.
He's like, this ain't what I'm paying for. Yeah. I'm not paying for this fucking haunted house. She's horrified.
Yeah. What's funny is before flights, they're always like, there's, you know, you got life jackets, you got floaties, you got a door,
oxygen masks.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're not above water.
Yeah.
There's no water. We'll just die.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm going to retain that information.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to retain that information in a emergency situation. That's why I'm like, I don't need to get this.
Nobody
will.
It'll be chaos if a plane actually ever went down. Yeah. Nobody's going to be like, all right, you agreed to open the emergency door.
Remember, you have to pull the flap before the air comes out. Otherwise, you're gonna kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's just going to stand up and go, woo! Wave their fucking hands around.
Yeah.
And they're going to start pushing people.
Yeah.
Like, it's not helping anything.
No time for women.
People are
going to
be getting their bags and stuff. Like, what are you doing with your bag?
Yeah.
We're about to crash into the fucking earth.
I got to save my PDF.
You know, yeah. People are going to be putting, you know, they're going to bookmark their book and stuff. Like, what are you? You're not going to be reading that later.
Yeah.
You know?
I just...
They're going to be putting dog ears.
I'm like, yeah, that's like, you know, third little trip on a plane. And yeah, man, I just, you know, just being on there, dude, when it shakes, I'm like, bro, damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
What's worse than when it shakes is that you're not, you know, it's 4 hours and you can't vape the whole time. It's like, I fucking want this bitch to crash. I want this fucking thing to go down. I can't have one vape hit, really.
I mean, if it's crashing, hey, you got to start ripping that.
I know. If it's crashing, I'm fucking taking a cigarette from somebody. That's the first question. Hey, any of y'all got cigarettes?
Yeah.
I'm ripping their gas mask off. Answer me.
Hey, I know.
I said you have a cigarette. I saw you got tattoos on your hand. I know you do.
Hey, sorry about. I know y'all praying right now. You got menthol?
Yeah, I'll take whatever.
I stuck.
Yeah, honestly.
I brought all these lighters on this plane. I'm so glad I get to use one. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm going to have a cigarette if the plane's going down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, besides that, we were only a smooth trip. It wasn't even that bad of turbulence. Have you been on a plane with like
It was bad coming back. It was bad coming back. It was going there, there was none. But coming back, it was like, you know, like, wiggly wiggly.
Yeah, I was like, damn, y'all need to screw some of these screws in or something.
Yeah.
There was some ice.
What was scary is that it was just like, for me anyway, it was for like a really long time. It wasn't like the magnitude. It was for the it was like, okay, this has been happening for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't like a patch. Y'all was just in turbulence.
Yeah. For a while.
Which,
and I was trying to watch Chop Next Generation. They had to cook with snail escargot and scorpion powder.
Which is not its real name because it has warrants.
Mm-hmm. Fucking ridiculous.
The thing that really worried me, at least on that trip on the plane ride back, was when before the plane was taken off, when it was like everybody was like, you know, they're moving the plane, getting ready for takeoff. There was just ice falling from up top.
There was so much ice.
On the fucking, just out, like coming out of the vents and shit.
Yeah, they turned on the AC and ice just started pouring out of there.
Yeah, and I was like, that's this fucking ice not from? Normal.
Y'all didn't take a scraper to the top of the plane and get the ice off first?
Yeah, that really, I was like,
what, this thing just get back from fucking Neptune?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just blowing out of this fucking vent, dude. It was very, like, when I saw that, I was just like, damn, man, this is that Final Destination right here.
Yeah.
I was like,
the foreshadowing. We're like, the tight thing, ice up there.
Yeah.
The tight thing I remember too is they came by with the drink cart and they were like, what do you want to drink? And you said a water. And they were like, do you want ice in it? And you were like, yeah. Then they gave you a water with no ice in it.
Yeah. Very funny.
Get some from the fucking.
I was like, nah, I saw
pick some up from
there.
The floor.
Yeah. I saw it. Get it off my man's head over there.
It's still coming down right now. Whoever's sitting right there, they're pressing on the lever on the fridge. There's this plane.
Take a scoop out of that snowman.
Man.
Get some out of his book bag right there. He's got some in his Eat, Pray, Love right there.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Like, sorry, sir. All of the ice is gone. We don't know. We don't know what
somebody tried to hide it on top of this plane. Got caught. Got caught. <to the base. laughs> I'm tired. Just a mad stewardess. Just tired of not having any ice for my goddamn Diet Coke. I'm gonna put some right up here on top of the bags.
You trying to make a little money?
Man,
it was just blowing down.
On the way up there, I purchased like the economy, like extra, I guess, which you get like they give you like a whole bunch of complimentary like snacks and shit. Man, I should have drank a lot more.
Yeah, you should have.
There was just,
I don't even drink no more, and I'm like, oh, if drinks are free, then
yeah, you could get. They're just giving you
drinks
for free.
You need to get probably 16, 15.
But also,
I'm telling you,
I was like worried for a second. I was like, man, I got like a shot and I think two beers. No, I think this will work.
Not enough, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we would have had six drinks at least on that thing.
Yeah, bro. I really
like, cheers, bro. You up here too.
See, now next time I'm just going to overdo it, and that's going to be a great time. I kept saying it the entire time. I was like, dude, I'm going to get drunk on this flight. I got pretty toasty, but
you go
not as drunk for free drinks. Goddamn. Yeah.
That'd
right
be
there.
Very funny. You have too many of the free drinks. You get trapped at the airport like Tom Hanks.
What's wild is I didn't know, like,
was that big?
Yeah, your country gets destroyed or whatever.
Which movie is this?
I'm sorry, America no longer exists.
What? He's
like, Chris is like pointing to it on a map.
It's right here.
The country. Tom Hanks had a fucked up fake accent.
That's how wasted Chris is.
Chris is watching Friends to try and learn Californian.
Hey, dude.
Don't even know they in New York.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yeah,
they,
Chris got too drunk and had to sleep at the terminal.
Tom Hanks made that shit look mad comfortable, though.
Hey, bro.
He was sleeping out on the couches and he was making little sandwiches out of the free crackers with ketchup. I was like, damn, I could do this. This looks kind of hot.
And then he got into hustling, bro. He was pushing carts back for change, dog.
For quarters, buying them Whoppers.
Hey, come on.
Damn, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. Yeah. So, Chris, you got to get drunk on the flight next time.
Yeah. I mean, I got to next time.
Y'all think Tom Hanks is going to be the first celebrity to get monkeypox?
I think he was the first celebrity to get monkeypox.
No. It was COVID.
Yeah.
Shit. He can get monkeypox.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyway. Yeah, it was funny. I'd never been on a plane before and seen anybody get booze. It's funny that they give you a little bottle.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's where the name comes from.
Yeah.
Airplay bats.
I had no idea.
That's very.
I thought it was like a cute name, like you put them in your pocket or something.
Man, it was like, it was in moments like that where I was like, man, I really wish I was at pre 9/11 airports because I know they were just traveling with the bottles.
Yeah, I bet they was having a great time.
Dude, when you can smoke on a plane,
yeah.
Bringing their own shampoo bottles.
Yeah. These damn PC planes, bro. I hate it. Fucking hate this shit, dog.
You could have a bomb in your shoes. Not to do anything,
just have it up.
Yeah,
bro.
Just in
for
case.
Whatever reason.
You didn't want to check it in the luggage. Yeah. It's too big to fit in your pocket. Hey.
You got big plans for when you land.
Yes. Don't worry, that bomb won't go off for a long time.
Yeah. No. Guys, this is for my high school bullies.
Yeah.
Not strangers on a plane.
Yeah, no, come on. This bomb's for Albuquerque to high school.
Flight
108.
I'm building a meth lab underground.
Yeah, man. That shit was, man. But overall, smooth trip, I would say.
Yeah, very smooth. Getting there,
yeah.
My ear was weird. I felt like it added those. Yeah, your ears were fucked up.
Okay. Yeah, just that pressurized cabin. Oh, Derek, you gotta go.
I gotta run. But y'all.
All right, man.
Okay, man. Have fun at work.
Have fun. Be safe.
What if Derek gets in his Uber and ice just starts falling out of the AC? It just starts shaking. Oh, sorry, we're going through some turbulence as a thunderstorm. Well, this is a Miata.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just fucking drunk.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good time.
Fun trip.
Very fun little trip. Yeah, man. Great time, I guess. Yeah.
Did some shows up there.
Went to the old Boom Boom Room, Candy's Boom Boom in
San Diego. Boom Boom Room in San Diego.
Which, it's weird to say this. I think, looking back now, it's not to overshadow the entire trip, but San Diego was definitely top three of the Los Angeles trip.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was a fun time. We went to the old zoo. Got lost at the zoo.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Got fucking trying to look for some damn tigers.
Yeah, man. Meanwhile, San Diego Zoo is, mm-hmm. I guess, the biggest zoo inside of a city or something. And it was laid out by sort of a person who had never maybe seen a map before.
Right. It just seems like a lot of arrows pointing to other things and not really oriented well for a casual.
Yeah. Yeah. Put like, viewer. You know, penguins 500 yards this way. I feel like it would point to something. And, you know, the thing it would be pointing to would be on the other side of the fucking zoo.
There's a lot of those little big maps they would have, but they wouldn't have the you are here thing. There'd
be like three of those. Also, it feels like the maps were just wrong.
Yeah.
Because we kept walking in the direction like, okay, clearly we're going down on this map.
Mm-hmm.
We keep going this way. We're going to run right into it. And then it would just be fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But it was a good zoo.
It was fun. It was great. It was very confusing. Great for the first 2 hours we were there.
Yeah. Yeah, the last two got a little dark. We had to break into the pig pen.
Yeah.
Slaughter us a boar.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for survival.
Yeah, we had to. Yeah. Or else we wouldn't make it to our show on time. Man, saw a monkey eat its own poop. That was crazy.
Yeah, saw a monkey really just eat its own shit and then lick its fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like it was disappointed in itself, you know?
At least it didn't look happy. It just looked like it was just chilling. I mean, it's enclosed. So, you know, that probably had something to do with its emotional being. But I think it was just there. He was just like,
Yeah. It was weird because there was a bunch of kids there and the monkey was standing directly beside the glass, just a big old handful of its own shit, just scooping it in like it was Dippin' Dots. Yeah. And it was weird because all the kids there were like, ew! And I'm like, man, come on, y'all leave him alone, man. You know, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's not the same as us.
Yeah, it's different when we do it.
I looked it up and I guess, I don't remember what I saw. I guess, because I was worried. I'm like, is it sick? Is this like an it being sick thing? But I guess monkeys' poops is different. Sometimes it can have...
They eat different than us.
Yeah, they eat cleaner. Yeah, so I guess sometimes it does have like leftover nutrients. I don't know if it's common or uncommon.
I think that monkey was just bored.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of saw it. He was just sitting there.
It's really a fucking haunting image, honestly. I took a picture of him like right after he did that, and again, he's so close to the glass it just kind of looks like he's looking at me, and I don't like it when I look at it, man. It feels like, I don't know, there's
be looking at this.
Yeah, it feels like there's some sort of human soul trapped in there that's like, what did you do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know you, bro. I'm not even from here. I'm not from PB. That's what they called it in San Diego, PB, Pacific Beach.
Oh, that's what it is.
Pacific Yeah, you didn't. Yeah,
I didn't know that. I just kept calling it San Diego Beach.
Yeah, they kept saying, oh, you guys' first time in PB? All those people absolutely talk like that.
Yeah.
And I said it at one point, but that was our first show in California, so I kept doing like impressions of them at them, like, whoa, dude, catching some freaking waves, and they hated it every time.
I said, dude, you fucking think I talk like that, bro?
Right.
Yeah, but sincerely.
I kept trying to like rationalize, like, why do they hate it? Like, isn't, like, this is funny. But then I thought, like, what if, you know, an LA comic came to
the South and he was just
the
like,
South and he was like, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, him trying to do what, I'm going to fuck my cousin, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'd shoot him with one of my 7 guns that I, you know?
Yeah. I remember.
I'd tow him in the back of my truck on a rope.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, yeah, one of those first shows we did. I kind of opened up the show saying, hey, y'all. And it got like, everybody was like, whoa, he's definitely not from here.
Oh, he's different.
Oh, he's different. He say y'all and shit.
Oh, I didn't even tell you this. One girl said that she saw you in line for the bathroom one night. And I guess you were like, oh, you know, hey, I'm from Atlanta. Because we went to the yard two nights in a row. The girl that worked there with the hat.
Right.
She said that she saw you that night in the bathroom line for the play.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw you the next night on stage and was like, oh my God, is that the same guy? But because you never said anything about being from Atlanta, she was like, oh my God. You know, she felt like racist. She's like, I thought that was the same guy. I guess it's a different guy. This guy didn't say anything about being from Atlanta at all.
This guy's different.
Yeah, I thought you were just two different people. So I thought that's
good.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I didn't know if I should say that or not, because the host said we, you know, just plugged our podcast, which I like. You know, not everybody has to know that we're from. But I do. I feel like I do the Southern accent in a couple of my jokes sometimes. So I wanted to be like, hey, you know, from Atlanta. So they weren't just like, why is this guy making fun of poor people? And I was like, no, I am them.
Yeah,
it's okay. You know, because they get upset about stuff like that.
I thought, I was nice. I didn't. I guess, I don't know. I don't know a lot about different regions of folks, but I don't know. They seem to, they're nice. The tap water there is awful.
Tap water there is
disgusting.
It's got a scent to it, for
it,
sure.
It does not, it was like, I tried very hard to drink the tap water because, you know, you have to drink water often.
Sure.
But
especially
God
there,
damn,
it's hot. And
it's so bad. It's like, I was like, God damn, this sucks. I was like, we need to be back over here in the South where they at least put some damn sugar in the fucking tap water. This shit is so gross. It was like milky and shit. Or it tasted like somebody just tried to rinse out like a gallon of milk, but didn't clean it out all the way. It was unironically gnarly. Yeah, it was, ugh.
Yeah, it's not great. All the water pressure there everywhere, too. They didn't have a lot of water pressure.
Yeah, they had a lot of those things where you had pressure and just give you a nice little flow of water for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I guess is, you know, saves water. They have like a drought.
I guess. Why are they trying to save water everywhere?
Because they don't get a lot of it.
Oh, because it doesn't rain.
Yeah, it doesn't rain. It's always sunny. Though it was mad cloudy on our last day, and I think we got a little bit of rain on the when we were walking to the airport.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
Which was very interesting. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It was like I saw that, and then ice started coming from the fucking vents on the airplane. I'm like, damn, dude, I think I'm about to die. And I'm cool with that. I'm watching everything ever all at once. The pressure is making my eyes stare up for some reason. Yeah. I was like, this is the way to go.
Oh, yeah, man. I thought you were gone, bro. You started crying like you'd never seen anything sad before in your life. You were sitting beside me. I'm like, damn, Chris sprung a leak.
Bro,
you were going crazy with the crying, bro.
How they
no, I mean, I did too when I saw it. I mean, it's a very emotional movie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Very good flick. We watched Ambulance.
We watched twice. Ambulance. We watched it on the way there off of my iPhone
because
the computers were being wonky.
Yeah.
And then we didn't watch the last
three or four minutes.
Yeah. So we did what any rational person would do, and we just ran it back.
Watched the whole thing. Watched the whole 2+ hour movie again.
Yeah, we didn't need to do that.
But, yeah, man. You know, shout out Michael Bay, bro.
Yeah, shout out Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's a fun movie. Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a fun movie. It's a fun movie, and, you know, it's about police chasing an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing I will say about the movie, it's nice that that's kind of just the whole movie.
Yeah.
They didn't try to do anything else. They weren't trying to do a, you know, socio-political sort of, they weren't trying to draw analogies.
Just a long-ass police chase
it's just
with some police folks
is chasing an ambulance.
Yeah.
And you sit down and you watch it. And that's it.
And you know what? I appreciate that.
I like that.
He doesn't ask too much of me. I'm not asking too much of him.
Yeah. I'm watching off iPhone on a plane right now. Yeah. Thinking about how much I want to fucking smoke my vape.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Man, that shit was hard. Shout out Ambulance. But, yeah.
Shout out Ambulance, yeah. Ambulance.
Yeah, because L.A. is in the middle of Ambulance.
Yeah. And it was all around the city of L.A.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie, go see it. But it's all around the city of L.A., which is funny because that's where we were.
Mm-hmm. We saw it.
And we saw some trademark landmarks like the L.A. River.
Mm-hmm. And, not a great river.
Yeah, not really a river at all. I guess they do it ironically. They do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, other ones. I don't know. We weren't there that long.
Yeah. We didn't see too much. Yeah. We just saw the L.A.
Clark's
River.
House.
Yeah. Clark's House. That's a...
Tom's House.
Yeah. Great, you know, landmarks of L.A.
Taco.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Taco. Yeah, that place down the street from this fucking Scientology.
Scientology building. Church. L. Ron Hubbard Street.
Yeah, man.
Terrible fucking vibes down there.
Yeah. Besides this little Mexican taco stand there, which was very nice. That homeless dude pulled up, and then they just fixed him a plate.
Amazing. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. They gave him a soda and made him some fresh tacos.
Yeah.
So, pretty sick.
Yeah. Best.
I mean, to be fair, the tacos were like $1.50. So, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Fuck it, I ate a lot of them.
Yeah.
I should have got more. The entire trip, I felt like I was being so conservative. I should have did the most.
Yeah.
I feel like I really undersold myself on this trip. I should have got crazy.
No, I think we did good.
No, you did good. I'm trying to go crazy. Next time? Oh, buddy, next time? LA part two? Buddy.
Okay, well, maybe you can go by yourself.
I'm making it back. I think I'm getting that one-way trip, bro.
A lot of people have done that. And now they are that homeless guy getting tacos. So it worked out okay, I think.
A lot of homeless folks.
Yeah, but they were like white.
And that's refreshing.
Yeah, I like that. I felt like that was a good move for...
For LA.
For diversity.
Yeah. I was like, man, there was that one dude when we were coming out of watching.
Oh my God, dude.
That guy was hilarious. He's like, I'm tired.
I'm fucking tired.
I'm fucking tired.
Just screaming.
I can slit somebody's throat. I'm
so fucking tired.
I was like, yeah, man.
Sometimes I just get so fucking tired.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, man. I fucking feel you, man. I can go for a nap myself.
You're probably tired from all that fucking yelling at the fucking sky, you freak.
There was a dude off on Venice who pulled up and he just went up to the little hand sanitizer
at
the pickup window.
We saw a white homeless man on Venice Beach, and he was wearing jeans and no t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept walking by going, Anybody got spare change? Spare change or dimes? Anybody got spare change? Any spare change? Dollars, dimes? And then nobody said yes to him, and he pointed at the sky and goes, "Look, a flying stingray!" And then he walked away.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, well, there was a flying stingray right over there. Nobody, you saw it. It was right. All right, we don't got to do this right now, but but yeah, he went up to the little pickup window, and he just had like a thing of hand sanitizer, and he just went up there, got like a few pumps off of it, just like rubbed his hands down, put it all over his face, which is
started
great.
Really just bathing in it.
Yeah, and then they took it away from him, which was like
they yoinked it.
Really unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, I get it. You can't just have you can't just be using everybody's hand sanitizer.
Well, but what are you gonna do? You know. I'm fucking tired.
Good though. Good little trip, man.
Great trip.
LA, hey, you get a solid A in my book.
Absolutely.
Will I come back? Shit. I don't know, ladies. Will I be back? I'm on fire. Help me. Yeah, so you know. I think I might have to make a little cameo at some point in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully do some more shows. Get over, just do some more. Mm-hmm. LA's so big. Yeah, when you go there, you realize, oh, wow, there's so much more to the city. So, but yeah, definitely got to go back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been an exciting season of ATTP. Unfortunately, it has to come to an end.
The first season.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a little break.
For sure.
But when we come back, we're going to crack some cases.
Wetter than ever.
It's going to be good, though. You got anything going on for the next forever?
Nope.
Yeah, I ain't got shit going on. So if you guys don't see me do nothing, pull up.
Yeah.
Come on by. I'm not doing much.
Not doing too much.
Come on by. Derek, what about you?
So, let me ask you, are you a big bonsai tree person? That's my favorite Derek thing is when he's like, so I know you're big into wiffle ball. Like he'll say something that I'm like, when have I ever said anything like that? I've never given you an inkling that I'm into wiffle ball. I've never played that sport before in my entire life. So why say, Yeah, that's my favorite little thing he does.
We could just talk about wiffle ball if you want.
All right, y'all.
Well, guys, until the next time.
Until the next one.
Bon voyage, toodaloo, etc. Au revoir. Bye.